Hare Krishna. When I was in Vrindavan, I spoke somewhat on Katyayani Vrata that is beginning now. And of course that was translated into Russian, so it was Russian and English. But that Katyayani Vrata starts now. Not particularly a vrat that we take, but it's a vow that the gopis took. And we can read about it in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Krishna book, how seriously they took this idea of getting Krishna as their husband. They didn't take it lightly. In short, they were willing to do anything. And what they thought would be pleasing, well, they did that. So that's the attitude of a devotee. That's the principle of surrender. Mame kam sharanam braja. That we surrender to Krishna's will. And then, of course, Krishna fulfilled the desires of the gopis. Partially. He fulfilled it at the end of their vrat, but it was another year before actually he assumed the role of husband. Krishna knows best. Krishna has his own free will. It's not that Krishna's whimsical. Krishna's not whimsical. But rather he acts in accordance with what is best for devotees and what is best for nurturing devotees' devotion. And time is a very good maturer of many things. And of course time acts to keep us separated from our cherished desire or the result that we want. And of course we want Krishna's loving devotional service. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. These things are very serious things. These are big things. If you want a big thing, you have to be willing to stick it out and do it. And it has to be mamekam. To get to that stage that nothing else matters, just somehow or another I want this, then it's like Prabhupada uses the phrase boiling the milk. You boil the milk, you boil the milk, and it goes down, down, it gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. So time is also like that. Krishna boils the milk until our desire gets thicker and thicker and all of the things get boiled away. All the things that dilute your desire get boiled away. Krishna is very expert at doing these things. And he did that with the gopis over that period of a year. Although they were satisfied with Krishna coming and stealing their clothes, but at the same time they still wanted more. But in order to qualify them for further association with Krishna, then Krishna made them wait another year. The Prabhupada says we have to wait for one lifetime, and that's not such a long time, considering time and the amount of time that we've been in this material world, and considering the goal or the benefit that we get. But we need to remain faithful and we need to remain determined for attaining that goal. Hare Krishna.